Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. I am your host, bringing you a little something different. And this one is dropping on a Sunday morning, you know. And I always find myself reflective over the week. As I'm preparing for victory and success in the next week, I like to take a look at what I did well, what I have space to improve, and where I am emerging and becoming better. And this year, that's been a very, very quality, very quality practice for me. It's helped me stay out of my own mind and get caught up into things. And one of the things that I was thinking over is that I made a move. And I always say expectation is what really causes disappointment. But I really challenge us to expect the best for ourselves. And that comes with disappointment, and learn how to navigate it, because, you know, I made my move. I came, I saw, and I did not conquer. I did not get the expected outcome. And it's disappointing. And it's okay to be disappointed. And more importantly, with that disappointment, I think that we ought to be honest with ourselves about what we're feeling. And so, you know, I am taking time to be really honest about my disappointment, because it points to a standard that I feel like I deserve, which in turn points to work that I need to do to meet that standard. And so I want to encourage you, when you are taking a look at all the things going on in your life, I don't want you to be disappointed too long, but I want you to give yourself the space to understand it, because you showed up. And I think it's important to remember that we deserve credit for showing up. We deserve space for our humanity to be disappointed when things don't happen the way we think they should. But I promise, if you keep showing up, if you keep desiring and you keep working towards it, one day you'll be able to say, I came, I saw, and I conquered.